Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
Hello and welcome everybody again. This is episode number 11 of the 12 Days of Marketing and Business Planning with Joe Lucas. We started off taking this unbelievably macro view of 5 years out. Who are you? What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to represent? How do you want to market? How do you want to grow? We just got done with episode number 10, which was the quarterly game plan. And today we're going to talk about the daily focus. Now, before we dive into this with Joe, Joe and I were just talking and he said, this is what he does every single solitary day. And I love that the proof's in the pudding. Joe, you walk the walk, you talk the talk, you do this work, and that's why you have been so successful. So let's talk about the daily focus.
Thanks, Matt. And let's talk about what has to happen every day for you to be successful. That's really the number one question for this episode. Let me start off with a story. Early in my coaching career, probably my second or third year of doing what I was doing and not knowing exactly what I was doing back then, I was lucky enough to be referred to a gentleman. He was out in Colorado. At the time, he was probably 72, super successful financial advisor, didn't need to work. And I asked him, I said, why do you want to hire me? He goes, because I'm never too old to learn new things. I said, that's what makes you so successful. So we actually struck up more of a friendship along with a business relationship. And I asked him one day, I said, hey, you know, if you had to distill your success down to, let's say a paragraph, what would you say? And, you know, he said, let me think about that and I'll get back to you next week when we're scheduled to talk next. And he comes to the call a week later and he says, well, here it is. He goes, a great career is nothing more than a collection of great decades. Great decades are nothing more than a collection of great years. Great years are nothing more than a collection of great quarters. Great quarters are nothing more than a collection of great weeks. And a great week is nothing more than a collection of great days. So what matters most is what are you going to do today, period. And I never forgot that. And so early in my coaching career, you know, I was known for the daily game plan guy. Like I could sit with an advisor and totally dissect and make them hyper productive. Back then it was, we can do another 100 dials today, right? Or we can do more. So there was a way to kind of put it all together. And what I found is that there are certain syntaxes to a day that really matter. So the question I've often asked, even when a prospect or an advisor comes into my space and we're talking about just working together or whatever, and let's say they have goals, they have a business plan, which is great, which is rare, but let's say they have one, follow-up question. Based on your goals and based on this plan, what must you do every day to be successful? And, you get that look back, right? Like, right? Well, and they got to make more calls. They start talking in very generalities and we have to be super specific when we do our daily game plan. So what I realized is that we need to get this down to a fine art and what has to happen every day. Real quick. What most advisors do is they focus on time. And like I said in a previous episode, unless you're getting paid by the hour, time is not relevant. We're in an output business. Okay?
Time is irrelevant. We're in an output-based business. Were you just going to leave that there and just see what I was going to do with that?
Yeah, I was going to leave it hanging there see if you had anything back. So yeah, here's what I found. 5% of advisors can time block effectively. And for a lot of you guys and gals who have been trying to time block for 20 years, there might be a clue in there that maybe time blocking is just not for you, right? It's time to go on to something else. So here's some basic rules for a daily game plan. All right. Rule number one is two numbers. When do you start? When do you finish? So, when does the day start? When do you end the day? What most advisors think of, well, I get to my office by 8 o'clock, my day starts. And I always say, no, it doesn't. Your day started when you got conscious first thing in the morning, right? So you got to account for that. And then when are you going to wrap up the day, right? So in other words, I want an endpoint. So many guys and gals in this industry will have an open-ended day. Well, I'll try to get out of here around 4 o'clock, around 5 o'clock. So no. If you keep telling yourself, I'll just do it after the market closes, I'll do it then. All you're doing is you're creating the culture of procrastination. You keep kicking the can down the road. So I want an end time. I want, hey, you walk in at the door at 4 o'clock, and if your stuff's not done, get up early, come in early, punish yourself, right? This is all about efficiency and effectiveness. That's the first thing we're going to do. Then, you know, what I like is, and, you know, remember I said we should never have more than 5 goals, right? So like the one-handed goal setting process. Well, same thing with daily game plans. I want 5 key deliverables every day. So these are the 5 must, and then whatever kind of fills in around it. Number one is contacts. So how many clients, prospects, centers of influence are we going to reach out and touch? And a touch is a personal email, a voicemail, a conversation, a meeting, right? How many of those are we going to do? Again, not knowing anybody's business who's listening, typically if I'm in a room full of advisors, I'll say 10 to 15 is the range you want to look for, right? Next, how many introduction/referral conversations are we going to have? So in a typical day, doing 10 to 15 contacts a day, meetings, whatever, how many times are we committing to at a minimum to get these magical words out of our mouth like, hey, keep me in mind if you know someone else we can help. By the way, if you know someone else could use some help, we're here, right? Don't keep us a secret. Whatever magical words you want to use is fine, but how many times are you going to say that? My world, 3 to 5, right? If I can get an advisor to do that 3 to 5 times a day, they're going to grow their business. Next, how many meetings do we need to source? First meetings with prospects, center of influence meetings, review meetings, so on and so forth. That's going to depend on the advisor, let's say 1 to 2, 1 to 4, depending on what they're doing, right? So those are the 3 things. The 4th one is going to be, and by the way, this is like teeing up the next episode, is did I do my proper and powerful morning success ritual? So we're going to talk about that. And then after that, we're then going to say, okay, so after I've done the big 3 plus MSR, now I need to track it all. I need to keep score, right? So I'm going to have my daily game plan, my score sheet. How many contacts? How many? What's interesting, Matt, I'll have guys and gals come to Fort Lauderdale this year, and they'll be able to sit there and say things like, year-to-date 2018, I had 1,247 contacts. I've hosted 184 meetings. I have asked for referrals 347 times so far in 2018. I will have people who can definitively say exactly what their output is throughout the year. Imagine the power and the awareness in a business where you can sit there and every day and just tick it off or throw it in a spreadsheet, however, or use an app tracker, whatever you want to do to kind of just quantify all this stuff. That's where the power comes from.
Now, you also talk about energy. Let's wrap up today's podcast with energy.
Right. So, you know, all these things are nice. If you have no gas in the tank, it doesn't matter. So one of the things we want to talk about is energy levels, right? Scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 5 morning and the afternoon. And so many, oh my God, we can do an episode just on this. So many advisors just sabotage everything by what they put in their mouths, right? They eat a crappy breakfast. They eat a number 3 supersize for lunch, and they wonder why they're doing nappy naps at 1:30 in the afternoon instead of being on the phone talking to clients, right? So energy levels matter. I mean, I know this will sabotage more people in this industry, their health, their fitness, and energy levels. I don't need you to go be an Ironman or run a marathon. I need you to be upright in the afternoon, willing to get on the phone, willing to have meaningful conversations, and bring your A game every day. So energy level is one of the most important things that we track and we're aware of throughout the year.
And with that, that's the daily focus. And then we're going to talk about that morning magic, which is exactly what you're leading to, which is going to help you set the tone for the day and get your energy out there. Closing thoughts on daily focus.
Well, like we started the episode. If you want to have a great career, if you want to have a great 2019, ask yourself this question. What does an excellent day look like? What must happen? What are my daily standards? What am I committed to doing in terms of monitoring and increasing my energy levels, right? Marketing in the morning, admin in the afternoon. Remember, this is about output, not about time.
Magnificent. All right, Joe. Well, we've almost wrapped up the 12 days of marketing and business planning with you. Thank you so much for today. I love the daily focus. And I'm super excited about the morning magic because that has made a huge difference in my life. And everybody who I know who has achieved any sort of level of success has done lots of the different pieces that you're talking about. But what's super cool about all of this is you put it all together. So if you as an advisor, a professional, somebody in the financial services industry, it's just, they feel like they're just maybe skipping a little bit. They're not fluidly going through the day, going through the year. It's because you haven't taken all of these steps that Joe's talking about with business planning. It's amazing when you have a plan in place because you have a track to run on and you know that the journey is going to look like this. And then the destinations, plural, are going to look like this. So Joe, thank you very much for your brain again.
Matt, thank you for having me again.
All right. So this was episode number 11, Daily Focus. The next one is going to be on Morning Magic. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.